Belinda Audio presents Liar, written by Justine Larbalestier and read by Chaney Waits.
At the end of the second day of my freshman year, Sarah Washington found me out. Nothing dramatic. I didn't slip up and go into the girls' room. I laughed. Sarah heard me. "You're not a boy," she said. We were in the hall. Brandon Duncan slipped. I am not making this up. On a banana peel. I laughed. Lots of people laughed. But Sarah was walking past me. She heard me laugh. She turned. "You're not a boy," she said again. "Huh?" I repeated, continuing toward the exit. "Boys don't laugh like that," she said, walking beside me, her voice rising. "Hey, what?" Tayshawn said, sliding across to join us, standing in front of me, blocking my escape. "We played hoops yesterday. He was staring at me now, moving in close. I was forced toward the wall. "She shoots like a boy. You are a girl, aren't you? Look at her cheeks. No fluff." "I'm only 14, I squeaked, my voice betraying me. Now Lucy O'Hara was staring, Will Daniels too, and Zach, all of them crowded around me. "You're a girl," Sarah said. "Admit it." "I'm a boy," I declared, wanting to push through them to run.
"Let's pull off our clothes," Will said, laughing. "No, for sure that way."
I hugged my school bag to my chest.
"Girl," Tayshawn shouted, "boy would have guarded his nuts." "You fooled us good, Micah," he nudged Will. "A girl beat you, man. A girl."
Will looked down, saying nothing, and kicked his shoes into the floor. I fought an urge to cry. I'd loved playing hoops with them. Tayshawn and Zach were so good, especially Zach. When you play with the boys and they know you're a girl, they either won't pass to you or treat you as if you're too fragile to breathe, or they'll try to beat you down. Whatever way it goes, it sucks. Playing as a guy had been so great. They'd passed to me, guarded me, blocked my shots, body checked me so hard my teeth rattled. But now Will wouldn't look at me. Zach had already gone.
"Freak,"
Lucy said, walking away. Sarah stared at me a second longer before walking after her. Then there was me, alone, leaning against the wall, bag still clutched tight, as more and more students flooded by. I waited till they were all gone. Looking back, I saw the banana peel, trampled, broken into bits, but still identifiably a banana peel.